Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Obama, we must remake society in the coming age of AI. By Davy Alba. Artificial intelligence can bring enormous prosperity and opportunity. President Obama knows that. But in an interview with Wired editor-in-chief Scott Dadich and MIT Media Lab director Joy Ito, the president also worries that AI could suppress wages, eliminate jobs, and create new inequalities. As we build new forms of AI, he says, we must also develop new economic and social models that can ensure these technologies don't leave people behind. We're going to have a societal conversation about how we manage this, President Obama says. How are we training and ensuring the economy is inclusive if, in fact, we are producing more than ever, but more and more of it is going to a small group at the top? How do we make sure that folks have a living income? And what does this mean in terms of us supporting things like the arts or culture or making sure our veterans are getting cared for? The social compact has to accommodate these new technologies, and our economic models have to accommodate them. In 2013, Oxford professors Carl Fry and Michael Osborne predicted that machines could replace about 47% of people's jobs over the next two decades. Their results were the sheet music for a chorus of pundits arguing that AI will decimate our society. The president takes a more optimistic view. Historically, we've absorbed new technologies and people find that new jobs are created, they migrate, and our standards of living generally go up, he says. But he also sees that today's version of that technological evolution means some high-skilled workers will lose their jobs and that low-wage, low-skill workers might end up with lower wages. In his conversation with the president, Ito suggests a possible solution, a universal basic income. That's a living wage provided to all citizens by the government as a form of social security. And Obama is open to talking about it. The idea dates back to the 1960s when the U.S. and Canada explored negative income tax. Now, Silicon Valley thinkers have picked up on the notion, including venture capitalist Mark Andreessen, tech guru Tim O'Reilly, and Y Combinator president Sam Altman. In Silicon Valley parlance, UBI allows each person to be a startup of one. They get an initial investment so they can build new stuff. But not everyone buys this. Now we talk about the return on investment of social policy rather than outcomes in terms of public good, technology ethicist Jathan Sadowski wrote in The Guardian. When social policy is evaluated using economic standards, you get starkly different policies, different expectations, and different beneficiaries. Perhaps this is a chance to rethink and reorganize how people are paid, better rewarding the skills that really matter. We underpay teachers, despite the fact that it's a really hard job and a really hard thing for a computer to do well, he says. So for us to re-examine what we value, what we are collectively willing to pay for, whether it's teachers, nurses, caregivers, moms or dads who stay at home, artists, all the things that are incredibly valuable to us right now but don't rank high on the pay totem pole, that's a conversation we need to begin to have. And that'd probably be true whether AI was in the mix or not.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.